I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Approximately one in every nine babies born in South Carolina are born prematurely. Dr. Sylvia Pereira-Smith is here to talk about what to expect in the way of development for preterm babies in the first 2 to 3 years of life. Dr. Pereira-Smith is an assistant professor of pediatrics and a developmental behavioral pediatrician at MUSC. Dr. Pereira-Smith, once a preterm baby is stabilized and healthy enough to go home from the hospital, what can parents expect in the way of catching up and development in the first months and perhaps the first years of life?
So I explained to our NICU families that there's two important dates to keep in mind for their babies: the date that they were born, which is their chronological age, and then the date that they were due, which is their adjusted age. So for example, if a kiddo was born 4 weeks early and they are 8 months old, then I consider them more to be more like 6 months old. So it's still important for them to be seen by their pediatrician to make sure they're making great strides in relation to development.
When we talk about catching up on development, what areas are we really talking about?
When people think of development, they tend to think of three main areas: gross motor, fine motor, and language. But there's also social, emotional, and cognitive. So those are skills like engaging in play, imaginative play, figuring out problems, all very important to us, in addition to the way one moves their body, one manipulates with their hands, and how one speaks and engages with their environment, both verbally and nonverbally.
And what kinds of extra checkups or therapy might typically be needed in the first months of life for a preterm infant?
Our NICU grads sometimes need to be followed a little bit more closely, either with their pediatrician or maybe subspecialty physicians. If there's a language concern, then having a formal audiology assessment, getting early intervention services on board is really important. But the pediatrician will definitely keep a close eye because they have that training.
What tips do you usually mention to parents of preemies about what to focus on related to their child's development in those first months or a couple years of life?
I explain that there's both extrinsic and intrinsic forces at play when it comes to development. Parents or caregivers, I should say, are a child's first teachers. So I ask families to use their environment and books. There's no need to buy fancy toys, etc. Books are absolutely wonderful. They're great to build relationships. It's a really great time for cuddles, but it's also they get to touch it. They get to flip pages, which is an important milestone. They learn words. They see photos. All wonderful things.
Is there a particular age at which many of the premature babies typically catch up in developmental milestones?
We adjust for prematurity up until 24 months, but that doesn't mean that the child would automatically catch up by then, that the gap closes. It really depends on other conditions that the child might have, just like any other child that might have not been in the NICU. If there's a global developmental delay, if there's a speech language disorder that is brewing, autism. So there might be other forces at play that will be considered, but as long as the child is making good progress, I think that's the most important part.
Dr. Pereira-Smith, thanks for providing this update about early development for preterm infants.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.